Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Swinging a high drive into center field, hits at the wall, it is gone! Passes does it again, it's gone, it's into the bullpen, this game is tied!
He swings and rips one to center field, it's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires, swing and a miss, Frank Lee, it's over! The Red Sox have won the World Championship!
All right, welcome back to Play Tessie. It's the Yankees AL East Outlook Preview episode today. But before we get going, remember, hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe, rate 5 stars, Apple, Spotify, Odyssey app. Find us on YouTube. We're on the WBEI page there. Got the Play Tessie playlist there. Has all of our episodes and in video form. And you can hit the thumbs up there. Subscribe to WBEI. And find us on the socials, at Play Tessie, on both Twitter and Instagram. We're here in Fort Myers together. If you're watching on YouTube, it looks a lot different than usual. It's because we're on the couch. It looks like what does it look like? Sam, what does the couch look like?
It looks like a nice contemporary couch at a Florida residence.
At a Florida residence. Very nice. Very, very nice Airbnb we got here. But we're here to preview the Yankees, and I guess we're just going to get right into it. They're not going to be that good this year, right?
I've been excited to talk about this Yankees team for a while. Not because I'm like, I'm a Red Sox fan, I hate the Yankees, blah, 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 blah. But because for the first time, maybe in my life, I'm 30 years old, maybe for the first time in my life, I have no fear of a Yankees team as a Red Sox fan. There's nothing they do that scares me. Without burying the lead, first off, Gerrit Cole, gone. Juan Soto, gone. Luis Gil, hurt. Clark Schmidt, hurt. Who am I missing? They've got a lot of injuries. The lineup is decimated. The bullpen's good. I'm just not afraid of these guys.
I agree with the sentiment that I'm not scared of them for the first time in a while.
I don't think they're going to be horrific.
I think they have enough on the roster where they'll still be competitive. They'll still be a playoff team, which we'll get to if you even agree with that. But I don't know. The injuries obviously kill them. Losing Juan Soto kills them.
Trying to fill Juan Soto's
absence.
Come on, Pat. We're on the couch.
Yeah. fill his absence with like a couple of guys to plug and play.
I don't know. They had a weird offseason. I still think they'll be okay. But we'll kind of
love their bullpen. Let's start with the lineup here. And we'll get to the rotation, which, I mean, they've got a nice healthy dose of, oh yeah, this guy's out to start the year, kind of like what the Red Sox are going through, and they've got Gerrit Cole, who's just not gonna pitch this season. But with the lineup, they don't really have a contemporary leadoff hitter. Austin Wells is gonna do it. I actually think he'll probably be okay, but not the type of guy who's gonna run
He'll be able to get on base some and maybe get some people on for Judge. But behind Judge, last year it was, the lineup would be, you just kind of count down the batters until you get back to that Soto Judge pocket. This year that doesn't exist. The guys after Judge are Cody Bellinger and Paul Goldschmidt, who obviously both former MVPs, don't get me wrong. Like, this lineup, and Stanton's hurt, if all are healthy, they actually do have four back-to-back-to-back-to-back MVPs in that lineup. But it's not as simple as that. Like, Cody Bellinger coming off an okay season, obviously had a great year before that, but multiple bad years before that. So he just hasn't been very good for most of the last half decade. Paul Goldschmidt, like 100 years old, not coming off a very good season, has back soreness. Like, he's not MVP Paul Goldschmidt, and he's not Diamondbacks Paul Goldschmidt. The Yankees are hoping to squeeze a little bit of orange juice out of this, but I don't know if I see it. Jazz should have a fine year, but then after that, it's Jason Dominguez and Ben Rice. And I don't know. Jason Dominguez has looked like a butcher in left field. He hasn't hit much. He's basically been a top whatever prospect since we were like toddlers.
Super senior.
He's a super senior. And then at the bottom lineup, it's what? It's Volpe who for like the third year in a row they're predicting a breakout. I actually think he has a chance to break out. I'll give Volpe some respect. But third base, they've got a black hole there. Apparently they might still be looking for some help, but it's not a lineup that scares you. It's a lineup where everything needs to go right, and with Stanton out with his f***ing piano elbows, I just don't see it.
I think for me, the difference is last year, that lineup, and you mentioned this a bit, it was Gleyber Torres leading off, solid bat. But the thing was, he had Juan Soto behind him. So Gleyber Torres was getting great pitches to hit, because that pitcher, whoever's pitching him, does not want him to be walked standing on first base with Juan Soto coming up. So he's going to get pitches to hit. Then after Soto comes Judge. And it's just nightmare fuel for a pitcher. And it's just not even remotely close this year. I agree with you. I think Austin Wells will actually be a solid leadoff hitter, even though he's a catcher. It's super unorthodox. But I think it could work. It's, you know, modern day baseball. He's also got decent wheels for a catcher. Whatever. I think that'll be fine. Aaron Judge is Aaron Judge. He's great. Say what you want about him. He dropped the ball in center field. I'll watch that replay 1,000 times. He's great. It's just not the same with Cody Bellinger behind it. It's not even in the same stratosphere, to be honest. And I don't believe in the theory of, you know, Bellinger, Goldschmidt, all these other guys they've added. If you add up their WAR, it equates to Juan Soto. I just don't think baseball works that way. I think that it's just going to be a massive drop-off with the offense for the Yankees, and that's basically why I don't fear them. Like we'll get to the pitching. That's a whole different story. But like good Red Sox teams, good Yankees teams are predicated on offense. These guys just don't have it.
Yeah, I love Austin Wells, leadoff guy. I think he's like your non-stereotypical leadoff guy that actually pans out, a la Schwarber or Real Muto back when he had some wheels.
I like the Schwarber comp. That's kind of their best case scenario there.
Yeah, I do like him in the leadoff spot. Judge is Judge, obviously. Bellinger, I think, will obviously have better production in Yankee Stadium because it's a Little League ballpark. But I still don't see him rising to, you know, his MVP levels of 330 home run guy.
And even if he does, like, they need more than that.
Yeah, that's equating to what Juan Soto was while losing Gleyber.
Even at his best, he's not Juan Soto.
Yeah.
Like,
Goldschmidt, I am fully convinced, is washed. Like, I think they just got Anthony Rizzo right. I don't think he'll do remotely anything.
But he'll be better than what Rizzo was. Like, their first base production last year was maybe, what was it? Was it the worst in baseball last year?
I think it
might have been the worst in baseball last year.
So he'll be in better grade.
But they don't have Juan Soto.
But not good. Yeah, but not good. I think Jazz is a fine player. I think he's one of those guys who, he just has so much aura, and like, people love him as like a player. I think he's a little overhyped.
Very overhyped. I declared him the most overrated in baseball last year before he got traded.
Yeah, like, he's a 250, 260, 15, or not, by 20, 25 home runs. He's a solid five-hole hitter.
Sure.
But in a weaker lineup, you need kind of more than that out of your four or five.
Yeah.
I mean, Dominguez, we'll see what he does in the big leagues. I genuinely don't know what he is going to be, because I saw people saying that he's dropping five balls in left because he's a center fielder. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
That makes no sense. You know what I don't get? I want to talk about Dominguez, but before we do that, when the Red Sox were bad,
you know, the past few seasons, you know, we would talk about and be like, you know, maybe things break right and they're okay. But ultimately, we called a spade, like this team just, they're not that good. Way too much coping going on online with Yankees fans saying like, I don't know, man, this team could be even better than last year. Give me a break. I don't, just makes no sense to me. We're looking at the bottom of their lineup right now, projected by MLB.com. Ben Rice, Anthony Volpe, Oswaldo Cabrera.
Yeah, and if you listen to, like, Boone will say that Ben Rice is ready to take that step as a hitter.
It could be all right. I mean,
what is that step? Because the thing is, when you don't have a great 2-3-4 in a lineup that's going to scare the shit out of you, you need a lineup that's going to be long. Guys 1-8 are going to hit. They don't have a scare. They have a scary two-hitter. They have a scary one guy in the order.
It's a chode lineup.
But if everything broke right, Stanton was healthy and he was playoff Stanton, and Bellinger is what he was 2 years ago, and Goldschmidt has a bounce back, then that's four straight guys plus Jazz, five straight guys that you could legitimately be afraid of. But it's one of those situations, like when we went into last year or the year before with the Red Sox, where it's every single thing needs to break right. They're not going to have a bottom of the order unless they have trades up their sleeve that I don't think we think they do.
I got a scenario that, you know, I'll be positive for Yankees fans for a second. I mentioned Jason Dominguez. He's been on the top prospect list for a long time. It's kind of like a running joke that Red Sox fans have. Like, Dominguez, super senior. And it's kind of funny. But if he breaks out and he's a 110 OPS plus kind of guy, and they move him into the leadoff spot, and then you could put Wells maybe in the 4 or the 5 spot, that could lengthen the lineup. That would make them a bit scarier. But even so, would that... How scared of that lineup would you be with a good Jason Dominguez? And let's say Ben Rice is slightly above league average offensively, which might be generous. We'll see. You could make me look terrible.
That's generous.
Please don't clip this if you're a Yankees fan and Ben Rice is
Don't be afraid of Ben Rice.
Come on. I'm not afraid of Ben Rice. And then there's Volpe. So there are some guys with upside. It's just there's so much reliance on these young guys to hit their upside and these older guys to have renaissance seasons. It just, like, that's so not New York Yankees. It's bizarre to me. It does not feel like a Yankees team.
This might be a hot take, and I truly don't think it is. I think the lineup is marginally better than the Mariners, who are bottom five on the Because think about the parallels, right? You have, obviously, Aaron Judge is much better than Julio Rodriguez, but a healthy Julio is like an MVP candidate. That's factual. Austin Wells, Cal Raleigh.
Cal.
And then you have guys who like might hit, like Cody Bellinger, Randy Arozarena. And then the bottom four, five in the lineup is just fucking ass. Like, I hate their lineup. Judge is Judge. But the other thing too is they've gotten lucky the last couple of years with Aaron Judge injuries. If he goes down,
it's toe.
They're legitimately.
Yeah. Oh, if Judge goes down, they might not win 70 games.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If he went down like Gerrit Cole went down, this lineup would be. It would be worse than the Mariners.
Yeah,
it would be worse. But it's fair to say that they're heavily reliant, honestly, even long term, on guys like Jason Dominguez and Anthony Volpe. Like Anthony Volpe is just a little bit of offense away from being a legitimately good player. But this team doesn't need just a good baseball player. Like they need offense. So yeah, they need Jason and Volpe to be good. They need to grasp for air with Goldschmidt. There's a lot that needs to go right. But let's get into this rotation too. Carlos Rodon is going to get the opening day start. I think it's generous to say that he's been up and down in his Yankees tenure to this point. Obviously, they have Max Fried starting the second game. We expect him to be really good. But after that, right now, Marcus Stroman, Clark Schmidt probably going to start the season on the IL, but shouldn't be a long absence. He'll pitch most of the season. Will Warren,
teams wanted to trade for Will Warren.
Did you say Stroman?
Said Stroman.
Okay. He's in the rotation. He thought he wasn't going to be. He made a whole stink about it.
Dude, don't forget, he's a starting pitcher.
Don't you dare forget it. He brought this. If you want to blame anyone for Gerrit Cole's injury, don't blame the fact that Gerrit Cole threw high 90s for several years, way longer than anyone else threw that hard without getting Tommy John. Blame Marcus Stroman for putting that into the atmosphere that he needed to start for this team. And they said, you want to start? All right, you'll fucking start.
Marcus Stroman. Yeah, the rotation, Rodon, I would say he's been more down than up for the Yankees. Max Fried is a beast. You got to give him credit. Will Warren, you know, good prospect. One thing I want to look at is, can you bring up Gerrit Cole's innings pitched the last few seasons? Because not only are they going to have to replicate what he does on the mound in terms of being an ace, but they're also going to have to replace those innings, which I think, as Red Sox fans, we've seen how important that is when it leads to, you know, guys getting called up from AAA who maybe aren't 100% ready, and they have to fill in for those starts, and then the bullpen has to pitch extra innings, and then they get burnt out, and that's the Yankees' best weapon. So if their bullpen is getting burnt out, then what do you do? Here we go. Gerrit Cole, last year, 209 innings. The year before... The year before that, 209 innings. The year before that, 200 innings. The year before that, 181.1. How do you replace that? That's so many innings that they have to replace, and I just don't... I don't think they have the horses. And also, we haven't even mentioned the farm system. There's not a ton of help coming up for them. They've really emptied the war chest with all these like big moves. And, you know, credit to them for going for it. We've complained about the Red Sox not going for it enough in the past. The Yankees have gone for it. It hasn't worked. And this is the price they pay. Now, this team, again, I'll say it again, nobody is afraid of the Yankees. And they're, what, 24th ranked by MLB.com farm system? I don't know. There might not be an end in sight for this impotence for the Yankees.
I think if you go back probably 6 weeks ago, I would have said they comfortably had the third best rotation in baseball. Dodgers, Mariners, and then you had Gerrit Cole, Max Fried, Luis Gil, Carlos Rodon, and then I guess...
Yeah, Phillies or Yankees, yeah.
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 But then you have Cole right out for the year. Gil has a lat injury, which I think it was Clark Schmidt who lost time with last year. He's up like 3 months.
Yes, you're right. You're lost Schmidt.
So you're down, you know, rookie of the year and a perennial Cy Young contender. And then, yeah, you got Fried in there. Rodon, Gordo, like you said, it is generous to say he's been iffy. He's been really, really bad at times, and he's been really good at times. He's volatile. Stroman is a guaranteed 4.5 ERA year in and year out. Not a strikeout guy. Pitches to contact. Will Warren, I don't know much about. I know he's had a decent spring. Clark Schmidt, when he's on, I kind of like Clark Schmidt.
He's been way better. Clark Schmidt to me screamed classic guy that Yankees fan. Like Yankee fans, people say that Red Sox fans overrate their prospects. Yankee fans overrate the living shit out of their prospects.
No. I think you're. To say Esteban Florial was an all-star last year.
Ah!
Triple A stats, man. Who's the other? Spencer Jones?
Aaron
Judge Jr.
George Lombard. People
are like, why is he not on the opening day lineup?
So he's 19 years
old. I think he hit 230 in the minor last year.
He's a kid.
Yeah.
Should we move over to the bullpen?
Yeah.
Yankees bullpen is outstanding. Have to give them credit there. Maybe I don't have all the bullpens in front of me. We have our spring training Airbnb set up, so we don't have all our data we usually have. But the Yankees bullpen, Devin Williams, closing, nasty. He's going to have his beard back now that the Yankees changed that archaic rule. And then Luke Weaver in the eighth inning. Hey, come on, that's nasty. And then they have Tim Hill, who's great. You have a pocket of lefties. You know, say what you want about him. If I'm a left-handed batter, I don't want to be seeing Tim Hill swinging it from the ground behind my back to home plate. So... Ian Hamilton, too. New Hampshire guy, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right, yeah.
Loaiza is back. Mark Leiter Jr. is all right. Scott Efros, if he's healthy. He was a guy they were really excited about. Fernando Cruz, who's got one of those crazy savant pages, strikes everyone out but also walks everyone. They could unlock something with him. Clayton Beter's a guy they've been excited about, hasn't really contributed yet. So Jake Cousins, another guy with nasty stuff. If you're going to get on the Yankees, the bullpen is certainly not where you're going to do it. That is their bread and butter. But it's not the first time they've built a team with a bullpen being the pitching strength, I guess you could say, where they've had a rotation that's been okay and the bullpen's been great. I don't know. That's a flimsy formula to me. That's like a backup plan. And this whole Yankees team kind of feels like one big backup plan, if that makes sense.
It's good.
Yeah.
The bullpen is indisputably disgusting.
Yeah.
They have legit six or seven guys who are like incredible arms
that they can just throw out there whenever they want.
Devin Williams is the cherry on top.
they had a good bullpen last year. They didn't lose too much, and then I mean they lost Clay Holmes, but then you replaced him with Devin Williams.
They lost Canley.
That's not a Soto for Bellinger. That's.
But they lost Tommy Canley, who had like a let's see if I got this right. I think he had a 2.11 ERA last year.
Yeah. So you lose really Canley, but then you have Cousins. I love Fernando Cruz. He's a guy that just strikes me as. If he went to the Rays, he'd be having a .31 ERA.
Yeah, he could be scary. Fernando Cruz, like when they made that, they got him for Jose Trevino this winter.
Yeah.
What the fuck are the Reds doing there?
Yeah. So they have a lot of quality arms, a lot of upside arms, a lot of strikeout stuff in the bullpen. They even, like, a guy like Scott Efros, who's not healthy, when he is healthy, which he hasn't been in 2 years.
Yeah, we'll see.
He's another guy. Yeah, he's another guy who is just incredible back end of the bullpen. Yeah, they're loaded back. And that's truly their strongest part of the team is the entire bullpen, not even like setup closer. It is anyone they deploy will be good.
But here's the other thing to consider. These pitchers, and it usually I feel like applies to starters, but it goes for relievers too, especially ones who pitched like Luke Weaver did last year. They threw him multiple innings. They threw him often. He carried them to the World Series, and then he finally burned out there. Sometimes an off-season, going from the end of October to April, is not enough for these guys to recover from the season, and Luke Weaver was asked to do a lot last year. So we're going to see if he's the same guy. If he's not, I mean, like we fully expect Devin Williams will be Devin Williams. It's a contract year, new and competitive environment. I think he's going to be terrific. If you get to the ninth inning against the Yankees, you're probably not winning the game if you're losing. But Luke Weaver... We'll see. I'm open to the idea that Luke Weaver may not be what he was last year, which was terrific. He was untouchable, but he may not be the same. But outside of that, yeah, their bullpen scary. I'm big on the Fernando Cruz acquisition. They've got a lot of guys that have upside to become sixth, seventh inning guys. The beauty of the bullpen is you're locked in with the eighth and ninth. You just need guys to be good enough to handle the seventh. Someone should step up into that role. Jonathan Loaisiga, when healthy, has been that guy. He just hasn't been healthy very much. They've got a few guys like that. We'll see the way it turns out, but this is going to be a bullpen that's going to need to eat a lot of innings. Sammy mentioned it before. The Yankees' innings-eating horse is not there to save them this year. Marcus Stroman is going to have a lot of five-inning outings. Like we have no idea how deep Will Warren is going to be able to go into games. Clark Schmidt... Not really like a 7-8-in guy, like more 5-6. They're going to be heavily reliant on Max Fried to get them those 7-8-inning starts and reset the bullpen. It's going to be a taxing year for them. They're going to be asked to do a lot, and they need a deep group because of that.
There's also the chance that Rodon goes down. He's a guy who, I don't think we've even mentioned this yet, he's a guy who has a long, long history of injuries, and you know he's been healthy lately. But that's another guy you can see. It feels like they're one step away from disaster-ish territory where it starts to get really ugly. And like I said, it feels like a backup plan. The entire roster, aside from the bullpen, feels like a backup plan. But if a guy like Rodon goes down, and now you have Cole and Rodon down, Heel's missing time, Schmidt's missing time, then your bullpen, you start to look at the backup plans for them, and then it just gets really messy. So it could be like a domino effect for the Yankees. I don't know.
Again, all right. They fucking suck. They fucking suck. They fucking suck. All right. They
want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Fucking suck. All right, let's get to the predictions because they fucking suck.
52 with them.
51. All right, we'll start with the lineups. Sox or Yankees lineup wise, Sammy, who you got? Sox. I've also got the Sox. We talked about what needs to go right for the Yankees lineup to be good. We've been talking about maybe the Red Sox need to trade Willier Abreu, who's just very good. Bad, you know, good player, because there's too much talent to fit into the Red Sox lineup. Yeah. It's a complete different situation in Boston than New York. I don't even think this is close to the Red Sox lineup.
And if stuff goes bad for the Red Sox, they've got two or three minor studs in the minors, depending obviously on who gets deployed to start the season. But they've got really good high upside backup options to step in if guys go down. Whereas if the Yankees have guys go down, that's that. So it's the Sox, and to me, I don't want to say it's not close because Aaron Judge carries, but I mean, there's just the Red Sox have like a stack of mattresses of cushion, and the Yankees have basically a sheet of paper.
Hey, I got a question. If the Yankees, in some alternative universe, if they had Masataka Yoshida, he would be there.
He would be great in Yankee Stadium.
We should have signed him. Would he be their second best bat? Maybe third? Wells?
Yeah, I'd put Wells and Judge.
Bellinger.
Yeah,
Bellinger. I think he's... If Yoshida plays every day, I think he'd produce more than Paul Goldschmidt at this point.
Yeah.
I don't even think that's hot take. So that's the difference. And we're talking about, like, is Yoshida even a fit on the Red Sox roster? So, Gordo, agree to disagree with you on that. I don't think it's close. I think the Red Sox are miles ahead offensively.
I agree with Sammy. Judge is the best hitter in baseball, not even Shohei Ohtani. So you get a giant kind of boosting grade for that, but behind him it falls off hard and it falls off fast. Sox are deep. They might not have the guy like a Judge, but they have Bregman, they have Story, they have Casas, they have Devers. Like, they're much deeper, and they're also like a full lineup. Like, you don't look at the lineup like, oh, shit. Like, last year was second base. Don't really have that anymore. We'll see. I still think Campbell gets that job, but you don't really have a hole where you're like, shit, easy out. Like, they're a full, competent lineup for the first time in a while. Mm-hmm. The Yankees aren't that. You have your bottom three, four sure are not good. Four with Dominguez. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, to me, it's not even close as the Sox lineup.
Yeah, I don't think it's close. Like, I don't think it's Sox and Yankees neck and neck. There is a world where if things go right for the Yankees and, you know, the Red Sox kind of have their 50th percentile outcome, that they could be kind of closer. But even then, Sox still take the cake if they get their 50th percentile outcome and the Yankees get their, like, 90th percentile outcome. So pretty safe to say the Red Sox are going to have a better offense this year, I feel like. Aaron Judge would need to have, like, 60-something home run Aaron Judge season for this to be a debate to me. And that would still need to come with breakouts from guys like Volpe and Dominguez, and renaissance seasons from guys like Bellinger and Goldschmidt. It's just asking for a lot. So yeah, I think I feel like prediction here, I think we're all going to have the same opinions for everything. Like, we've been split. Like last time, I think, what was it? Half of us had the Rays rotation as better. Half of us had the Red Sox as better. Blue Jays, I think Pat had their rotation as better. Orioles, we were split on some things. With this one, I think it's going to
I think we're going to be pretty set down the middle.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that is because with the Yankees, they have all these not older players, and not to be rude, but guys who have been around for a while. You know, they have some prospects, but a lot of their guys have been around, so we kind of know what we're getting. Like the Rays, a lot of different wild card options. Like this guy could pan out left, right, up, down, we don't know. But the Yankees, like, you kind of know what you're going to get out of Paul Goldschmidt at this point. You kind of know the range of outcomes for Cody Bellinger, as different as they may be. And then Judge is Judge. It's just much less predicting with the Yankees. It's the bottom of their lineup that you're kind of unsure about. But for the most part, you kind of know what you're getting.
All right, let's go into the rotations. We talked about it before. Fried, Rodon, Stroman, Schmidt, Will Warren. The Sox comfortably have a better rotation at this point. I think it would have been close if Gerrit Cole were there, but I've been saying even before Gerrit Cole went down that I think the Red Sox have the second best starting rotation in the American League behind the Mariners. So this just strengthens my opinion here even more. I know the Red Sox have injuries, and we're talking about who's going to get if Richard Fitz is going to be the fourth starter, or if Quinn Priester is going to win that fifth starter spot, or if it's going to be Cooper Criswell or Sean Newcomb or something like that. I get it. But that's to start the season. It's going to be one or two turns. Bayo, Giolito are not going to miss very much time. And even Cutter seems like he's on a fast track back at this point. So, and to be honest with you, even if one or multiple of those guys was going to be out long term, I would still think the Red Sox have a better rotation than what we went over with the Yankees. I just don't think it's going to be good. I don't think Carlos Rodon is going to have his best season as a Yankee this year. I think Max Fried will have a good year, and I think that's about it. I think Sox carry here pretty easily.
If Gerrit Cole was playing in 2025, I would have put the Yankees comfortably ahead of the Red Sox, actually.
I think Cole and Fried is just an unbelievable 1-2 punch. That would be, that's scary. That's that Trevor May likes to talk about on his YouTube channel, the playoff three. That would be a great playoff two. And then your third would be Luis Gil, the reigning rookie of the year. So that would be, I would put them way up there in terms of best MLB rotations.
But that's not the case. Gerrit Cole, gone for the season. Gil, hurt. Schmidt, dinged up a little bit. Marcus Stroman's really not the guy he used to be.
Rodon, big question mark. So I think it's closer than you were saying, Gordo. I'm not as high on the Red Sox rotation, but I'll still take the Red Sox rotation over the Yankees rotation with all this wave of injuries. And their injuries they are much more significant than the Red Sox. They've lost their horse for the year, and that's the nail in the coffin for me in this debate.
Yeah, like I said earlier, when they were healthy, when they had Cole, they had Heal, that was a legitimate 1-5 rotation that I was scared of.
Yeah.
To me, was third best in baseball behind the Dodgers and behind the Mariners. Now, with Cole out, Heal, you're relying on guys like Clark Schmidt, who's great when healthy, but isn't always healthy. Will Warren to kind of prove himself, come up and take on a legit role, not just spot starts anymore. It's you're in the rotation, and we need you to throw 150 innings.
And stay healthy.
Stroman, said he's a guaranteed 4.5 ERA. Sure, he'll maybe eat some innings, but he's not a strikeout guy. Pitches to contact, which is kind of not great in Yankee Stadium, pitching to contact. I love the Fried addition. I think Fried's going to be great. Rodon is just way too volatile for me. Like I said, if you asked me a month ago, I would have said Yankees. But to me, I'm with Gordo. I don't think it's even close at this point right now. I'd still go Sox, even with Bayo and Giolito hurt right now.
Like, imagine if the Red Sox just lost Garrett Crochet for the season. I shouldn't put that into the air.
Yeah, and then Tanner Houck.
Knock on wood.
And then Tanner Houck strained his leg.
Floor, Sammy. Knock on the floor.
Alright, so, it's not our fault if anything happens.
Alright, bullpen time. We talked about how good the Yankees' bullpen is. They certainly have a better ninth inning man than the Red Sox. I would say they probably have a better eighth inning man than the Red Sox. I like the Red Sox bullpen depth, but the Yankees have great bullpen depth too. I think the Yankees take this one. You hand it to them, they have a better bullpen than the Sox.
Yeah, not much to add to that. The Yankees bullpen
might be the best in Major League Baseball. Like I said, we don't have our usual setups. I'm trying to think, like, who
Dodgers.
Else?
The
Dodgers!
Yates.
Yeah, great point. All right,
so let me take that back. Yankees might be the second best bullpen in baseball. I forgot about the Dodgers. I'm great at this, you can tell. So other than the Dodgers, the Yankees probably the best. You know, Seattle's really good, too. There's a few of them out there that are nasty. But, Devin Williams,
say what you want about him. He had the Pete Alonso. Everyone wants to show the Pete Alonso home run that he gave up. Come on. Nobody's excited to see Devin Williams pitching in the ninth inning. So, that's unfortunately not even close. Yankees bullpen is much better than the Red Sox.
Yeah, I agree. The Yankees have depth. They have a legit closer. They have an eighth inning guy who was a good closer. It's full. And, like, they have guys who are going to come back, like, E-Fresh will be back at some point this year. Clayton Peter has some upside. Then you have Cousins. You have Fernando Cruz, who's most likely going to figure it out. It's rock solid. The Sox have good depth. There's a lot of question marks. The Yankees, I would say, don't have a question mark. It's just that good. And if it weren't for those damn Dodgers, they'd have the best bullpen in baseball. We're looking at the Dodgers bullpen right now.
Wow.
Tanner Scott, Blake Trinan, Kirby Yates, Alex Rezia, Anthony Banda, Luis Garcia, Evan Phillips, Michael Kopech, Ruzdar Gratterall. They haven't re-signed Joe Kelly.
Just fit Luis Garcia in there like it's nothing.
Yeah, yeah. But, so Comfort by far the best bullpen.
You thought we were going to note that.
By far the best bullpen in the American League. Second to the Dodgers. It's their one strong suit. And if you are down in a game against them, you will probably lose that game. Like, that's just how good that bullpen is this year. But like you said, Gordo, Luke Weaver's not used to the workload that he had to take on last year. Could he regress a little bit? I'm sure he will, because he was just way too dominant last year. But that's still a very good eighth inning guy who's not even closing anymore. They added Williams to that. Like, it's, yeah, their bull. I love their bullpen.
Yep, it's a good bullpen. Let's get to the win predictions here. I'm trying to think in my head.
I'll go last.
Yes, Samuel will go last. I think, man, being realistic here, like, we're talking about how shit they're gonna be. But they do. They have a floor because they've got a Max Fried in there, because they've got Aaron Judge there, because they've got the back of the bullpen. I think I'll go. I don't think they make it to 500. I'm going to go 80 and 82.
Wow. Okay, I said I want to go last because I thought it was going to be the lowest win total. I mean, I'm not too different from you. I can't believe you said 80 and 82,
which I might add, I think is my lowest prediction. I think I just predicted the Yankees to come in last place. Granted, we haven't predicted the Red Sox yet, but I can tell you I will have the Red Sox above 80 wins in my prediction.
Yeah, Red Sox are going to win 122 games. Wow, I'm in shock. Okay, Gordo has them at 80. I was going to say 83, and I was going to make it a big deal, like, oh, I'm picking the Yankees to win 83 games. I'm nuts. But Gordo just comes out of nowhere with 80. Look at Pat can't even believe it. He's still in shock. I'm going to go 83. I think they're going to be a bit over 500. Now, and this won't count as my prediction. If they lose one more starter, I'm going below 80. But, you know, that's cheating. I'm going to stay at 83. You know, they're an average team right now. I'm still in shock. Gordo picked 80 wins for the Yankees. You're going to get so much heat on the internet from Yankees fans.
Buddy, when we put this graphic out, I don't give a shit what Pat, what you say for your win prediction. In the graphic, we're going like 62, 65, 71. Like, we're gonna make sure that, we're gonna make sure Yankee fans see this, and we're gonna have some of those like prominent Yankee Twitter accounts be like, is this fucking show serious?
Yeah.
These fucking idiots in Boston. Hey. You're fucking idiots, hey, man!
And we win the World Series last year, but
alright, so 83, 80.
I'm going to 86.
Ah!
And I thought that was like white. I'm going to 86. I think there's enough there where there's still a good team. The bullpen is that good. The rotation, even with all the injuries, is fine. And I think that they will add. They're the Yankees. They will add, whether it be a cease in the rotation or...
How? But how? How will they add?
Dude, fucking George Lombard!
Oh, he should have been a Red Sox player. George Lombard.
George Lombard Jr.!
You just fucking wait till Spencer Jones comes out.
But that's the thing. No, I get they're going to try to add. I agree with you, Pat. But people keep talking, yeah, the Yankees are going to add at the deadline if they need. Who the hell are you trading? If you trade Lombard, I mean, the same, he's very young. He could still be something. Who the hell do you have in that farm system if you get rid of him? There's nobody. Like, all right, here's their system. Dominguez, number one prospect. He's good. I say what you want, but I actually like him. Lombard is 19 years old. He's not expected to debut until 2027. And then you have Spencer Jones. Spencer Jones. This guy strikes out like 35% of the time in AAA. Bobby Dalbec.
That's how much he struck out in AAA. I just don't see it. They got one. And Dominguez is the one top 100 guy, by the way. So you say they are going to make all these trades, but who the hell are they trading? And if you trade someone like Ben Rice, or they're not going to trade Austin Wells, but just for example, Austin Wells, then you're just adding and subtracting at the same time. I don't see a win condition for the Yankees at in a trade scenario. Just don't see it.
Sorry, we're just looking at the Yankees farm system.
It's ugly. It's not good.
And I wish we were doing manager category for this, for the previews, because there's no one I think is a worse fucking manager than Aaron Boone.
See, we disagree on this. I think Boone is good, but he's no AC, so I'd still pick AC. But Boone's good.
Dude, I think Boone is comfortably a bottom eight manager. Dude, he is so inept. It's insane. I celebrated his contract extension.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. I think he's terrible at dealing with the media. I think he gives too much. I think he's an okay man. Like, he does do things.
He deals with the media great. Dude, it's the New York media.
I don't think he's... I think he should say
less.
He
slams the table sometimes, but it's never a bad story. It's always seen as motivational.
Yeah, but in the eyes of the media, in the eyes of the fans, he's like a meme. They're right in front of us. Like that... Come on.
Okay.
I don't think he's good with the media.
But I think that's more as like a motivator, because I think he's actually very good with the media.
There's no way that the Yankees players see that and they're like, that's our guy, I'm motivated by this.
He put in Nestor Cortez in a World Series game that was not growing.
That's true.
He showed them, I will give it this to you, Pat. He showed them 0-4 ALCS footage when they were down 3-0. I will tell you that was a bottom eight manager move.
How did that leak? How did that become a story? Because they thought it would be a good thing to
they thought it would be good to release that.
Aaron Boone did.
Yeah, stupid. Bad with the media, that's what I'm saying. That was dumb. I will give you that. That was stupid.
Oh. Hey, to inspire our team, I showed them the absolute lowest point in our franchise's history to fire them up. How does he do that and think this would be good to tell people about? This will make me look good. This will make the team feel good. That is hilariously bad. So I agree. The Nestor Cortez thing was laughable. I was actually laughing when he was walking. I'm like, this is the worst move ever. But it's the media. I think the media thing is worse. You know, it's great when a manager stands up for his players and blah, 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 blah. But I think the way Cora does it, where it's mostly behind closed doors and, you know, sometimes they'll give you little tidbits to the media. I think that's a way better way to go about it.
Horse cops.
Yeah.
Horse cops. Core is the gold standard.
But I just think, like, dude, come on. Like, just Aaron Boone, he's goofy. He's goofy. That's the word I'd use to describe him. I think he's an okay manager overall. Not really good or bad. Right in the middle.
So in the end, win predictions, what was it? 80, 83, and 86 here. That might be the most variance. I know we had some variance with the Rays, because Sammy was pretty high on them, Pat was pretty low on them. But, yeah, some variance here with the Yankees. We'll see how it goes. We are running on time here, so we got to wrap here. But safe to say, Yankees are bums. It's not going to be a good year for them. If they make the playoffs, it'll be a quick exit. They're not going to be as good as the Red Sox. We're going to have Red Sox season predictions. We'll go in deep with the Red Sox season predictions next week. I want to say that we'll either drop that episode the day before opening day or on opening day. We will probably have episodes both of those days. We'll figure it out. We'll have to talk about it. We're here on the floor. A lot of podcast talk here.
Yeah, I think we do it a little bit more right before opening day. Get the people fired.
And then maybe opening day is like an opening day specific.
We also have another big guest coming, but I won't give any info about that. So stay tuned.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for that one.
And hoping to, we haven't even been to the ballpark yet in the fort as we're recording this, so we'll hopefully get some good stuff there for you guys as well. But that's going to do it for today. The Yankees AL East Outlook special here, the final edition of the AL East Outlook, because I don't think the Red Sox are going to
come. Nah, they get their own big shebang.
Because they're the Sox.
Yeah,
the
Sox.
Yeah,
George Lombard.
We appreciate you guys tuning in this one. Remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We don't have anyone behind the camera, so let's hope that this recorded. I just killed you guys. Subscribe, 5 stars wherever you get your podcasts. Go to YouTube, subscribe to WEI. Find the Play Tessie playlist there. It has all of our videos. Hit the thumbs up there. Subscribe to EI. And find us on the socials at Play Tessie on both Twitter and Instagram. There's going to be tons of good stuff coming out on those social accounts in the weeks ahead. Appreciate you guys tuning in to this one. For Sammy and for Pat here, it is Gordo with you guys for the Yankees AL East Outlook. They're going to suck. Peace.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.